from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has condemned North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining criticism from the U.S. and from South Korea. A missile splashed down approximately 160 kilometers west of Japan's second-largest island of Hokkaido. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe speaking here through an interpreter.
I received a report that North Korea fired a ballistic missile once again. There is a possibility it landed in Japan's economic exclusive zone. We will analyze this immediately and take every precaution for the safety of Japanese nationals. We also plan to hold a National Security Council.
He said the launch was a serious and real threat to his country's security. White House statement released shortly after the launch called the North's missile test a reckless and dangerous action, which will further isolate the country. White House says President Trump approves Congress's new sanctions against Russia, and he intends to sign the bill. The Trump administration had opposed the sanctions aimed at punishing Russia for allegedly interfering in last year's U.S. presidential election. Russia has already responded to the sanctions with new measures targeting U.S. missions in the country. White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus has been replaced with retired General John Kelly, who has been running the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump praised Priebus as a good man. Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by Mr. Trump and was referred to publicly this week by the new White House Communications Director, Anthony Scaramucci, as a paranoid schizophrenic. This is VOA News. Against the backdrop of the site where 15 members of the notorious M13 gang were arrested for murder last week in Suffolk County on New York's Long Island, President Trump has promised to liberate American communities from such gangs. Mr. Trump spoke to a group of law enforcement officers.
MS-13 gang members have brutally murdered 17 beautiful young lives in this area on Long Island alone. Think of it. They butchered those little girls. They kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. They prey on children. They shouldn't be here.
President also appeared to support police brutality in his remarks. The Suffolk County Police Department said in a statement it has strict regulations about how prisoners are treated. President Trump and congressional Republicans suffered a major political setback, with the Senate rejecting a partial repeal of so-called Obamacare, one of the president's key campaign pledges. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Addressing law enforcement officers in his home state of New York, President Trump vented his frustration over the Republican health care defeat in the Senate.
They should have approved health care last night, but you can't have everything. Boy, oh boy.
The Republican effort to repeal Obamacare failed by the narrowest of margins when Senator John McCain and two other Republicans joined with Democrats to scuttle the bill. The defeat came after days of Senate votes orchestrated by the Republican Majority Leader, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Our constituents have suffered through an awful lot under Obamacare. We thought they deserved better.
After Republican efforts were blocked, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said it is now time for a bipartisan approach. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office, ordered him to step down. He accepted the decision and relinquished his office. Court convicted Sharif on charges of amassing overseas assets, concealing them, and living beyond his means. American actor George Clooney says photographers who captured images of him and his wife cradling their newborn twins will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The photographs, published in a French magazine, they were taken at Clooney's residence in the Lombardy region of Italy. The magazine claims the photos were the first of the twins, born on June 6. Clooney says the photographer scaled a fence, climbed up trees, and illegally took the photographs of his children while they were inside his home. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.